Good evening, good evening, good evening. Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries coming with a podcast on today that we were announcing that we were going to have a guest on today. And we're going to have Marcia Riggs Hawkins, and she's going to come and talk to us about her newest book, Light in the Darkness. And we're going to let her come in her own way while we do this interview. Hi, Marcia. How are you?
I'm good, Dr. Jones. How are you?
I'm fine. And how would you like to start us off?
I would love to start off in prayer.
All right.
Blessed Father. Blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Father God, we thank you for the people that are listening now, the people that will be listening later. Father God, we thank you that this will be food to some, God, a nugget to some. To get you, God, that need to know what it looks like to have faith in insurmountable circumstances. So God, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. We trust you. We adore you. And it's in the name of Jesus that we submit this prayer. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that beautiful prayer. Well, Marcia, amen. I'll tell you, I read your book and your book is exciting. And I know you're ready to run in and tell us about it. Tell us a little bit about it. Yes, a little bit.
Well, the title is In the Light of the Darkness, My Personal Journey from Fear to Faith. And it deals with what I have termed now a cancer wilderness that I went through. And during that wilderness, my faith was just increased, and God was just teaching me more and more about how to trust him and not to believe or listen to the enemy. Even when my own body was deceiving me, felt like it was deceiving me, God's word held true because he is the creator of the body. So it speaks about that. It speaks about my early formative years and how easily the concept of fear can be placed in you even as a child, and it just grows with you. But there comes a time in your life where you have to choose one or the other. And in this situation, God was leading me and directing me to trust him and to trust him completely. And so that is what the book is about.
Amen. Amen. And what scriptures would you refer us to in reference to your book, since it's so powerful?
My scripture, one of the, there were several scriptures in the book. Mm-hmm. Every chapter starts with the word of God. How about that?
Amen.
Every chapter starts with the word of God, and there are 10 chapters. One of my favorites is Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The renewing of your mind, because we know that that's the playground of the enemy. We know that, you know, it's like God and the enemy are just, you know, in a tug of war over this thing that sits on our shoulders. This head in houses this precious mind that we have. And so if, you know, the enemy can take the mind or can put fear in the mind,
yeah,
then we're going to react. We're going to act and react based on what's in our mind.
Yep.
However, but when we have faith, when we are living, breathing, walking, talking, smelling faith, and when we have imparted and poured faith into that mind, then you will put, dead people will raise.
All right.
Illnesses will disappear. Deformities will grow straight. Legs will grow out.
Amen. Amen. Because
God is powerful. And all we need is to have faith. I mean, it says in the word of faith of a mustard seed. And so we all know, you know, that's that's one phrase, or that's one verse that we love to say that. We love to say, oh, just have faith of a mustard seed. But do you have faith of a mustard seed?
How about that?
Do you have faith of a mustard seed? You know, mustard seed, you can't even see it. But do you have that faith? Or do you have the faith that you can't see? God can't see. Okay? So it doesn't take a lot. It doesn't take a lot. All it takes is the effort to say, and even sometimes we believe, but God help my unbelief. And he'll do that.
Right.
He'll do exactly that. But it takes something on our part. It takes something on our part to step into it. He's got it for us.
Amen. You know,
we talk about healing. I don't know, Dr. Jones, if you want me to keep going. So just stop me, whatever. But when you, and this is when you talk about healing, you know, you talk about something that has already happened. Lord healed my body. Well, God had already told me before the diagnosis was even a diagnosis that you heal. I'm healing. And he told me through a prophetess friend of mine, Dr. Felicia Cunningham, that I have healed your body. This sickness is not unto death. So God acknowledged it, didn't he? This sickness.
Yes, he did.
It's not unto death. And then he said, and I've got the recording. I listen to it frequently because sometimes we got to go back and refer to his word to keep us going.
You know it, right? You know it, right?
So he said, this sickness is not unto death. And then he said, they will have to call it a miracle because they will have to know that they didn't have nothing to do with it. They facilitated medication. They facilitated treatment. But the healing that they did not even think was going to happen, happened because their hands was not in it.
Amen.
You know, so right. That's what we have to understand. First of all, that we are healed, And then when we activate that healing with the Holy Ghost, then that's when we see the fruit of it. It's like, you know, this is going back into old school, but back in the day, I used to wear something called a Jerry curl. I know some people, you know, have heard of that term. So what they would do when you would go to the hairdresser, they would put a chemical in your hair and they would roll it up that when you put an activator on it, it would activate the curls to come. So people can see the curls. Now, if even though I've got the chemical in my hair, I've already got it. But listen, if I don't use activator for a week, then you're not going to know I got it. I needed to activate it in order to see the fruit of it. So faith is an activator with the Holy Spirit, so we can see the fruit of the work that God has already done in us.
Beautiful. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Now, Marcy, I saw you. You know, I've saw you don't look like what you've been through.
No, ma'am. And that was something else I asked God about. During that time, I asked God, I said, okay, if we got to do this, you know, and I know he was saying, Lord, my child, but you know, she got the nerve to tell me, but I said, Lord, if I've got to go through this process, three things I'm asking you. One, I don't want to tell my children until I'm on the other side of healing. And that is because they both live in different cities. I live in North Carolina and they live in two different cities. And I didn't want them to be disturbed, disrupted in their life or to worry about their mother because their mother knew who had her. Okay.
Amen.
That's the first thing. And then they had to look back and see that God had me as well. Number two, I didn't want to miss a beat at work because I am a working woman and I didn't want to miss any time. And number three, I did not want to look like what I was going through. And so God allowed me even during that time, before and after, before I started the treatments and after the treatments. He allowed me to do 2 photo shoots and, you know, and just take pictures and just do this and do that, because mm-hmm. it was very important that, even though sometimes going through treatments like that, you know, your body gets weary, but you got to stand up in the Lord. You got, you know, you got to understand his promises. You got to know what he said and know that what he says is what he means, mm-hmm. because he truth. You can't look, you can't be distracted. You can't look to the left or the right. I saw things happening on my skin, because chemotherapy can be very drying on your mm-hmm. skin.
Yes.
You know, and so I had to use special ointments and everything, but I was not distracted by that. Was Amen. Not distracted because I knew that wasn't who I was.
Amen.
That was not the person God called me to be. No, no. Just like I told that doctor, no, that when he came in mm-hmm. and said, "This is what you have," I said, "No, that doesn't belong to me." Mm-hmm. And that we have to say about certain situations that we faith. Know God has given us a word on. It doesn't belong to
us. Right, have that faith, definitely. Wow.
Yes.
What would you like the people to know? What would you like to tell everyone?
That just to believe and trust God. You know, it sounds simple. It sounds like something somebody would say, "Oh, I believe God." Let me tell you something. You find out how much you really do when you're faced in a situation like
Ooh.
This.
Oops.
Let me tell you something, okay? You really find out how much you believe the word when you are walking in a wilderness of financial or sickness or whatever it is.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
That's all you got. And so trust God are 2 powerful words. Very powerful.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Marcia, you have given us wisdom and how to go forward in our journey, because I'm sure that many that are going to listen to this podcast, they have a journey. And they can hear this, and this is such a blessing to them that, you know, and you sound like the Lord has done it, and he's done it for you.
Mm. My goodness, yes.
So, you know, you're a wise woman, definitely. You hear the wisdom all in you, and I tell you, you're going places, ma'am. You're going places. You better get ready for this. Are you ready to travel, ma'am? Are you ready to travel?
Yes.
Beautiful. Audience.
Yes, wherever the Lord takes me.
Marcia, how can people find you? How can they find you?
I am on social media. Mm-hmm. I am on Facebook. It is Marcia Riggs Hawkins mm-hmm. on Facebook. I do have an Instagram. I don't use it a lot. I think it's Marcia Hawkins 3124. Mm-hmm. I do have a LinkedIn under my name, Marcia Hawkins. Those are the 3 platforms, the 3 social media platforms that I have.
Okay. And the book is on Amazon, I'm presuming. Right? Yeah, definitely.
The book is on Amazon. The book is titled In the Light of the Darkness, My Personal Journey from Fear to Faith. If you think about the title, In the Light of the Darkness, that
yes.
tells you that your darkness does have some light in it.
Yes, ma'am.
It does have some light in it. Don't be overwhelmed by the darkness that you miss the light. Because sometimes it's that little pin of a light that will lead you out of it in the light of the darkness. Okay.
Amen.
My personal Amen. Journey from fear to faith. And it is on Amazon. It is available in paperback and Kindle. And I had a little birdie tell me something yesterday. This is going to be a little premature, that it's I think it's going to be in major bookstores soon as well.
Great.
Praise the Lord. So I will keep you posted on when those
Please do. And we'll definitely have you back. We want to thank you so much for coming and giving us that beautiful testimony about your book and the journey that you have went through. And truly, we know that God is going to bless you and he's going to take care of you as he has done. And why don't you lead us out in prayer as we prepare to close out?
Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the ears, God. We thank you for the listening ears, Father God. We thank you for the scales that are falling off ears right now as they hear what thus saith the Lord, what you say. Father God, we thank you for using all of us, God, in this in these days and times. And Father God, teach us and lead us and never leave our side, God. We will be careful to give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for coming. Appreciate it. Audience, you've heard from Marcia. Make sure you get that book. I got mine on Kindle. So I say, get the book. Be blessed by it. Bless someone with it.
Yes, God.
And let the Lord bless you as you go through your journey of fear to faith. You have a blessed and you have a peaceful and you have a safe remaining of the day and the weekend. And Marcy, again, thank you so much for coming. And this is not the end.
Amen. Blessings thank you, Dr. Jones.
In Jesus' name, amen. Blessings. Amen. Good night. Bye-bye.